Here are tonight's top three at TC. Number one, Brett Favre is coming home. Mike, the number one question I get and ask Vic every day is, when are the Packers going to retire Brett Favre's number four? Well, now we know.
Now we know.
It's going to be next July at the Packers Hall of Fame banquet.
Right.
Your thoughts?
Well, Brett will be only the sixth player or sixth individual to go into the Packers Hall of Fame all alone. Nobody else will be inducted when he is next summer. He'll be the sixth player to have his number retired by the Packers. There's going to be some big moments, and when they unveil that number on the facade in the stadium during the 2015 season, Brett was talking about maybe flipping a coin with Bart Starr at midfield, running out of the tunnel with Ron Wolf and Mike Holmgren. There could be some really, really big, neat moments at this stadium.
Number two, Aaron Rodgers was sharp. And I'm talking about at practice tonight, Mike.
Oof, yeah.
Is he regular season ready?
Sure looks like it, boy. I went through my notes right before we turned the camera on here, and a lot of red zone work tonight. He threw touchdown passes to five different guys in one practice, and that doesn't happen very often. He was really sharp. The ball's coming out of his hand hard, quick, and Mike McCarthy was really pleased with practice tonight.
And number three, the battle is on at wide receiver.
Yeah, Jared Aberderis, as we know, is out now. Jeff Janis came back and practiced for the first time, though he was rather limited. The guys to watch tonight, Kevin Dorsey caught a couple touchdown passes from Matt Flynn, and then the new guy, Gerard Shepard, caught a couple of touchdown passes from Scott Tolzien. So that battle at wide receiver, you know, beyond those first three, four guys, is really going to be interesting to watch now.
Are Shepard and Dorsey special teams players?
I guess we'll find out. I think that's what the preseason games are going to tell us, if those guys can perform on special teams.
When you reach down that far into your wide receiver core, they have to be special teams players or they'll be inactive every week.
Yeah, I agree.
Tuesday's practice is at noon, so we'll do this again tomorrow afternoon.